Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus, Lili Nishmas, Elisha Chanina, Ben Yitid Navshi, Harav, Aaron Avram. We're going to be continuing our series of Shiurim, the Sefer Enaya, Perish and Masechet Shabbos. We are now in Daf Samach Beis. Don't be afraid, we didn't start in Daf Aleph. There's no Daf Aleph. We didn't even start in Daf Beis. But we have been sort of floating around, and it depends how much life Hashem gives us. If He gives us life, we can cover it all. In any event, we were talking about the reason for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Darash Rabbi Breid Rabbi Loi Maidach Sivi Yom Hashem Yan Ki Gavu Bino Sion. What does it mean when it says in the Pasuk, because the daughters, Hashem said, because the daughters of Tzion were high, so Chazal say that means Shayim Ahachos become as Kufa, because they would walk with an upright posture. So in the previous year, we spoke about what that means, what's so bad about walking with an upright posture. So, Baruch Hashem, B'siyata D'shmayim, we saw in a flow, S'mitaras Hashem. Pasuk continues, V'teilachna netuyos garon, and they walk also with outstretched necks. What does it mean they would walk with outstretched necks? Gemara says, Shayim Ahalchos Ekev Bitzad Godo. They would walk very, very deliberately. They would just put one foot right in front of the next foot without any distance in between the feet. And Rashi says, what does that have to do with the outstretched necks? It says they're walking very slowly. So what are the girls doing that's so terrible? So the answer is, explains Rashi HaKadosh, that they would walk very slowly, because the girls wanted the men to look at them. They wanted to attract attention. And it's the way of those of an outstretched neck to walk very slowly and deliberately, because if they don't see their feet, they don't exactly know where they're going, so they don't see what's beneath them. Maybe they'll trip on something, so they walk very slowly. And that's what these ladies used to do, and because of that, there was a very severe punishment. Chmana Litzlan. Pasuk in Yeshaya. You hear the words of the Navi, Koyama Hashem. So let's see where the Rav Zatzal takes this word. Otzos Chof Ches, in the Ein Haya Shabbos Chelek Beis, page 90. Yesh asher tisavev hageava et kol hakoma shel haadam ad sheteaver kol kach et einav ad shelo yimtza benafsho shum chisaron veshum raayon sheyazkik oto lehetchaber lezulato. Sometimes gaiva draws around the entire stature of a person to the extent that it blinds his eyes so much that he doesn't find any lacking and any idea that would require him to connect to other people. Mikol makom be'atzmo yargish sheyesh bo tzad shafel v'tzad elyon. Nevertheless, in himself he feels that he has a lower side and a higher side. Dehainu chelek haguf hachomri. That means the physical body. Shekol achushim v'anetiyot hagasot nismachim alav. That all of the feelings and more crude inclinations rely on it. So we have mitzad echad. This person feels, even the baal gaiva, the tzad hashafel, the tzad hachomri, the body, the more coarse part of man. And then there's the higher part, the intellect. Shirak al yedeya hashpa'a tova, shatsada sikhli, mashpia, al yeter akochot agufaniim, bishvilkach naasa adam kulo shalem. That it's only because of the influence that the intellect, the intellectual side of a person, influences his other bodily parts. Because of that, a person becomes a shalem. It's when the intellect, when the mind, Chazal tell us that the mind is the seat of the neshama, when the mind, the spiritual part of man, is dominant over the physical part, that's when he can reach his shleimus, his perfection. V'nei rosh she'hu mechuvan el ha'sechel kol zman she'yesh ra'yon tachni be'adam she'gufo tzarich hu liyot mushpa mehanagat ha'sechel ve'achra'ato az ota netiya be'atzma lo titen le'tpatech be'adam. The head, which is directed to the brain, as long as there is the idea in man that his body should be influenced by the decisions of the intellect, then that inclination will not be allowed to develop. What inclination? This inclination to go with an outstretched neck, beharamat rosh, with a raised head, b'tznua hamora mniat tzorech shel harosh lehitasek behashgachat mishdar hakochot hasholtim b'chol melo chomer. When a person outstretches, says the Rav, when a person outstretches his neck, these girls were pulling their heads up, what they're really showing is that the head doesn't have to be involved with the rest of the body. It's sort of pulling away from the body, showing that the brain, the intellect, the mind, the spiritual part of man, doesn't have to rule over the physical part of man. Vine, kol zman she'adam margish be'atzmo, ששלטון השכל, אפילו השכל שלו עצמו, הוא צריך להיות מתפשט גם כן על הכוחות הגופניים כולם, אז כבר מתגלה ברעיונו סדר שלם של מטרות. As long as man feels in himself that the ruling of the mind, even his own mind, has to extend to the bodily functions as well, then he already reveals in his idea a complete order and system of purposes, of new ideas, שצריך להשיגם, that he has to achieve, עד שימצא בעצמו תמיד, until he finds in himself always שהוא עולה במעלה יותר שלמה ממה שהיה עומד עליה בתחילה. That he is in a higher and more perfect level than he was earlier. דהיינו, ששלטון השכל החומרו הוא במעלה יותר שלמה ממה שהיה אצלו בתחילה. That the rulership, the governance of the mind over the body is more prominent than it was originally. That's when a person feels that the seichel has to be mispashit. So if you feel that there has to be an extension of your seichel to the rest of the body as time progresses, you're going to feel more and more that your mind is in control. It's not about your body, isn't defining how you live and what you do. וזאת יתעורר בו כוח הזריזות הפנימית. This will arouse within a person an internal sense of alacrity. שנמצאו קשור באיזו רדיפה מוסרית. That this person feels connected to achieving some sort of ethical goal. מה שאין כן כשהגאווה גסה מגיעה עד קצה גבולה. Which is not so when this crass, crude arrogance reaches the edge of its border, it reaches its height, its peak, Ad shelo dai shelo yimtza ha'adam be'atzmo shum chisaron sheyazkikehu liyot avuro netpal lezulato hitchavrut shel reut. That not only does he not feel that he has to connect to others, that's incidentally what we spoke about in the previous year, that's what the Rav is referring to here, it's a mahalach. Always, whenever he has an agadah, he usually has a mahalach from one shtickle to the next. Obviously it's all interrelated, it's the same piece of Gemara. So we spoke in the previous passage about they would go bekomas kufa, which means that they're standing straight up. When you feel you lack, then a person is a little bit bent over. They realize they don't have all the kochos within themselves. They're not omniscient and all powerful. When a person walks upright, that's the way of showing, I have it, I'm the man, I have it all. And these girls who are walking upright, that shows, I don't need my friends. I have it all, I have all the powers in myself, even though we spoke about how nobody has all of the talents. Everybody is lacking in many areas. So we need our friends to complement us and complete us. But these girls, they said, no, we have it all. So a person gets to a point of gaiva, and that's the mahalach here, it's this arrogance that the girls had, Rachman al-Itzlan, that not only do they not need their friends, אלא שאפילו חלקיו עצמם ימצא שכל אחד מהם בפני עצמו הוא עולם שלם שאינו נזקק במאומה לזולתו. That this person says, even my own different parts of my own being are also complete and they don't need the other parts of me. So what does that cause a person to do? V'az yitromem harosh b'netiyat garon. Then the head stretches out, the neck stretches. G'mar chotamo shel harisha, chotama shel harisha ha'gaavtanit. That is the final seal of the evil arrogance and haughtiness. So that's the second step. After the gaiva of, I don't need my friends, I have it all in me. Now it's even within me, I also am not lacking. So the rest of my body doesn't need my mind. My mind is independent of the rest of my body. So I can outstretch my neck, show my body is doing just fine. ואז כבר בטלו כל האידיאלים. And then all of the ideals are nullified. All of the idealism. אין שום מגמה ותרוממות. There is no longer a focus on something higher, on something more elevated, on something more lofty. וממילא אין לאדם זה כי אם הנאות של חיי השעה. And therefore this person only looks for IGO. It's IGO. Instant gratification. What's the O? Oh. Terrible. It's all the person wants, the instant gratification. Ve'az ha'menucha shel ha'atzlut ha'tvua al yisod ha'resha shel ha'ga'ava. Milapefetoto. And then the laziness that has the stamp of the evil foundation of arrogance encumbers this person, surrounds this person, wraps this person. V'zeholech Mahalach ayom, and then there is this horrific process. Umitbatzer b'shita kvua she'okeret kol mahalach chayim shel ha'ora elokit shel ha'torah kula haba'a letzaref et ha'briyot ולהרימם משפלותם אל רוממות המעלה האצילית. And then a person develops a philosophy, a Weltanschauung, a worldview that uproots the entire process of life, of the foundation of the godly light of the whole Torah, which is coming, as the Medrash says, litzarif es habrios, to purify us and to raise us from our low stature to the more noble level, to being more spiritual beings. But no, this Netiyas Garon says, my head is separate from the rest of my body. My body does what my body feels like doing. This is what they call in modern Hebrew, Bali. What's Bali? Bali is, I feel like it. I do whatever I feel like. I remember I was once talking to a kid about Bali, and all of a sudden we saw there was this like a leaven, like these yogurts they have here in Israel. And it said on the cover, on the wrapping paper, Bali Beis Aleph Lamed Yud. One word. That's the name of the company. That was funny. And that's really what the way people live their lives. Bali. Chef Bali Kos Cafe. That's what I feel. I feel like this. I feel like that. Whatever they feel like. Their mind doesn't have to be in control. It's the right thing to do. It's the wrong thing to do. What does it matter? This is what I feel like doing. And that comes from the Yisod of Gaiva. I don't need anybody else. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. Even my brain's not going to tell me what to do. Uvazeh ha'uma mitmotetet. And with this, the nation collapses. Ki me'abedet et Yisod zgulata v'chocha ha'pnimi. Because she loses the foundation of her specialness and her internal power, hatavua bikirba merosh tzurim, that's planted within it from the very beginning. She hefech hagava meusa shel netiyat garon, which is the opposite of the despicable evil of arrogance, of netiyas garon, of hiluch ekel v'tzad gudal. Again, the person's neck is outstretched, like Rashi says, they have to walk slowly. Merosh azivat kol ra'ayon meromam hadoresh ha'atakat erech hagorer gam ken netiyat zrizut shel ha'atakat makom b'tnua mehira u'mezurezet ha'ipuch mehalichat ekef b'tzad gudal. Rav adds an additional dimension to Rashi. As he said before, let's talk about this atzlus. When you have a purpose in life, you walk fast. When you are not going anywhere, when you have nothing to do, a person can walk very slowly. And that's what's happening with these girls. It isn't just that their head is outstretched, they have to watch where they're going. So they're not watching, so they have to walk very slowly. They don't want to trip over anything. But it's more than that. Because their head is not telling the rest of their body what to do, they have no purpose. They have no goal. And if you have no purpose and no goal, then the person's going nowhere fast. Where is there to go? I do whatever I feel like at any minute. I don't have to rush anywhere. When a person has their mind is in control, oh, they have a magama musarit. They have a purpose in life. They have things to achieve. They have a sense of meaning, a sense of purpose, a sense of destiny. But when a person is living with their just with their body and their head is detached, there's no purpose. No purpose. Laziness. There's really nowhere to go. There's no zrizus. Ekev b'tzad gudal. So that's the lesson of this Gemara. V'teilachna to Yozaron Shemahachos Ekev Bitzad Gudel. So we see it's not just a matter of body stretching, outstretched necks, but it's an entire philosophy of life. And you'll say, Mashabali, I do what I feel like. My mind isn't going to tell me. My friends aren't going to tell me what to do. I don't need anybody. I don't even need my mind. My mind is busy with mind things. But my body, my mind gets involved with my body. My mind is very bad with my body. It's a bad shidduch. Because my mind is always telling my body, no, 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 that extra piece of cake, it's not good for you. Coca-Cola, it's poison. Poison. Hope Coca-Cola doesn't sue me for this. But it's very bad for you. Tastes good for a second, but it's bad for you. All soft drinks are bad for you. But the mind does, don't think about it. Don't think about what it's going to do to my body. Just keep downing and have 10 cups of cola. Then what? So it's not literally poison, obviously. It doesn't kill you. It's very bad for you. So that's the Yisod Marev Rabbi say. We have to be in control. Our mind has to be in control of the rest of our body. And otherwise a person is led to a life of hatzlus. A lot more to do with Siyata Dishmaya. We should be Zoch a little more to the Lame Lishma Velas of the Kaimus called the Rey Salma to Rasa V'Yahava. Amen V'Amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.